Life, Love, and Other Mysteries is a podcast that exists to share a unique perspective on topics, events, and people in the world around us. Our mission is to offer a safe place where joy, laughter, and hope are given out. So ultimately, we are solving the problems of the world with one episode at a time, with two best friends you never knew you needed.
Everyone, I'm Tiffany, and welcome to Life, Love, and Other Mysteries.
And I am Sharla, and I am so excited to be back with you guys. It's good to be here. Tiffany, how are we?
Doing pretty well. How about yourself?
Doing well.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining us. So to start out this episode, Sharla is going to kick us off with a little dirt and water.
Yes, I am. So back in 2020, when everyone was freaking out, you couldn't go anywhere and everybody was on lockdown, we went to Seaside for a little getaway towards the end of the summer. And we were at Seaside. We went with some friends. And I remember I never heard of the Crisleys ever. I know. We're not in the loop of the people who are cool. And so we were there, and my friend is like, oh my gosh, that is the Crisleys. And we're like, the Crisleys? Who are they? And they're like, do you don't know who the Crisleys are? They have that reality TV show, the Crisleys. And so anyway, tons of people gathered around them. They were super sweet. They were letting people take pictures with them. And anyway, so there's this, you know, awestruck of these famous people. And I'm not one of those people, like, I'm not awestruck by people.
Yeah, but care less, yeah, either.
I would say if I saw Adele, I might be a little bit freaking out, which I would love to see Adele before I die, but it's okay. Anyway, so they're freaking out, going crazy. Todd and Julie, they're like these multimillionaire real estate developers, 2014. They kind of rose to this reality TV world. Crisleys knows best. Todd is like this micromanager of the home. He has kids. He has Lindsay and Kyle, kind of, I guess they're from his first marriage. Mm-hmm. And then he has Chase and Savannah and Grayson from Julie. They had to adopt their granddaughter, I think, from Chloe and Kyle. Anyway, for 2023, they're charged with fraud and tax evasion. So Todd got 12 years in prison. Julie got 7 years. And now their sentences apparently have been reduced. And they're supposed to be, from news on the street here, is that they're going to, their sentence is going to be reduced, and they're supposed to be getting out this summer. But they have a new reality TV that's going to be coming out soon. And so I don't know how that happens. I don't know how people in jail can do a new reality TV series, documentaries.
Well, when you're already famous before you go to jail, that does help. And you already have people, you know, the minds, the wheels are moving, and how can we capitalize on this? So, I mean.
But how are you still making money when you're in jail?
Well, if you're good at what you do, you're making money when you're sleeping. So, I mean, it is what it is.
You're right.
I just want
to
say,
did they have to pay back all that tax evasion money?
I think so. I think when you steal from the government, I think they're going to get their piece. Like
the government does.
Yes. Al Capone murdered half of Chicago, and he went to prison for tax evasion. So the Uncle Sam's going to get his. Yeah. I love the Crisleys. Nanny Faye is my absolute queen. Like, I adore her. I'm interested to see kind of how this goes. I think Todd and Julie knew better. You know, they knew better. They knew that.
Oh yeah, they did.
You gotta pay the piper. You know.
Yeah.
But honestly, and usually I'm on the other side here. Usually I'm like, keep them in jail. I don't have a problem with them getting out early. I'm fine with it. I can't wait to see how they spend this. I'm excited about it.
It's gonna be interesting. But it says that they actually have a new Netflix series that's gonna be coming out. That they, you know, that apparently they had this legal problems for a very long time. Their two oldest children apparently are estranged from them, but they kind of came back after all the legal problems, which they're probably trying to tap into some of this money. I don't blame them. I'd come back too. But the possibility of them being released this summer is apparently up for grabs. So, but I do think it's kind of crazy that he got 12 years. I mean, that's kind of, we got people that murder people. I mean, AKA Gypsy. We'll talk about her later. Lord. I mean, seriously, she... You know how I feel about Gypsy.
I know.
And I mean, like, he didn't murder nobody.
No, I'm in agreement. And I think that sometimes wealthy people, sometimes they get the good end of the deal, where they get a very relaxed punishment.
Yeah.
But sometimes they want to make an example. And I think with Todd and Julie, they were very combative about the whole situation.
Right.
And I think that there was some proof on their side right. of, you know, some mismanagement in other areas. Like, I think they kind of had a case against some people who were trying to, you know, steal from them. Or right. there was a lot there. So I think Todd and Julie made it more difficult.
Yeah, right.
And I think that they were more harshly punished right. because they did make it a little more difficult. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, in America, 12 years don't mean 12 years. Just like life That's don't true. Mean life. You know how yeah, that goes.
For sure.
So we'll see.
We need to be like the Russian government. You know, they have a really good system there.
That is the scariest sentence
I've ever
well,
said to you.
That's like the third scariest yeah, you probably sentence should you've ever weigh that out, said yeah. to me.
For real, like, Russia, like if you kill somebody in Russia, you have like a 2-week sentence to live and then they literally just kill you. I mean, like, it's like, so the murder rate there is like zero because why are you going to murder somebody? You're going to be killed in 2 weeks. In America, you murder somebody, you literally could sit on, like, you could sit literally in prison for 50 years before you're even...
Oh, if you're convicted of murder and then sentenced to death in California, which California has a moratorium right now, but if you're sentenced to death in California, you're just going to die in jail.
I mean,
that's that. But and we can talk about that.
And you got 3 straight meals,
you know, for hours, I'm sure. Yeah. But I'm for the Chrisleys, I'm fine with them getting out. Yeah. Like, let's go.
Well, they're going to have a great summer. This summer, they're probably going to be, you know, in Hawaii living their best life. But I do agree too that, like, if you're wealthy, you know, there is. We've talked about this before, but if you're wealthy, I feel like that, you know, the IRS, the tax, I mean, I think that they are more consistently trying to come after you more than they would someone who is not as wealthy.
I mean, and it depends on how you got that wealth, because there's a lot of politicians right now that the IRS don't bother. So
you're
we'll see.
But I do feel like there's people that get away with a lot more who are in a lower income bracket. And, you know, we live in the foster world, which we've talked about before. And I know a lot of people who claim their kids every year and they don't even have their kids.
When I was younger, I thought that, like, income tax time was when you went and bought a new car with cash because you got all this money back.
Yeah.
And I have
now you're
never.
Older.
Now I'm just like, what? How did this happen mm-hmm. to all these people? Because literally I'm writing checks to the state of Alabama.
Right.
So,
yeah,
I don't know.
It's crazy. It is. It's a jacked up system that we live in. But I'm proud to be American.
Welcome back, Chris.
Welcome back, America. Welcome back, Chris. Welcome back to the land of the free, home of the brave. Yep, good to have you. All right, so today our main topic is actually called Disconnected Connection. And we're going to be looking at social media, things, how we're so connected. We have this whole world of connection and way to be connected. We literally have the availability of being connected more than ever before. You can talk to anyone around this world. You can stay connected to anyone. I mean, literally, you can talk to family. You can talk to people in other countries. But yet, we feel the most disconnected we have ever felt before. And so we're going to talk about what this is in our world and in our communities and our culture today. And so I actually looked up because I know that in 2020, I'd heard some stats on attributed to suicide, and it said that 45,979 deaths were attributed to suicide in 2020, which I actually thought it would be more because of
the
disconnection, mm-hmm. And people not being able to be together, and people, I mean, just imagine the people who already were alone, mm-hmm. elderly, maybe those who had some mental issues and some mental disease, just not being able to be around people already. And I just thought it would be increasingly more. But that was in 2020. And then I looked up in 2023, how many Americans, and this is just America, this isn't around the world, this is Americans. There are more than 50,000 Americans who died by suicide in 2023. That is amazing.
Oh, that's phenomenal. But
it's rising every year.
When we look at the interaction, the most interaction that our society has, most of our interaction is electronic.
Hmm.
Most of our interaction is... it's not real. It's not authentic interaction. You know, working in education, if you look at any of my social media accounts, I have quite a few quote unquote social media friends.
Mm.
Oftentimes, it's not that those people aren't my friends,
right.
but they're probably more of acquaintances. And if right. you saw the number of social media friends that I had, you might think, oh my gosh, she has so many people in her life. But honestly, that's not really the case, because we have transitioned from quality over quantity in relationships. And now we value quantity over quality. And we might measure a person's friendliness or their connection by the number of friends they have on social media. But in actuality, those people might be some of the loneliest of all. Mm. You know, we have a false sense of connectedness in the world that we live in today. Mm. And that's a scary place to be in for a person who needs people. The older that I get, the more I'm like, I could just stay home and not talk to anybody and be fine. Mm. But I can't imagine 20-year-old Tiffany being that person. Mm. And in our world, we lack authentic connection. We lack the ability to have conversations face to face. I watch sometimes when I'm at work, and I watch young people and how they interact with each other and how they interact with adults. It's a weird dynamic compared to what it was before. And I've been in education since 2005. They would rather sit next to each other and text each other than have a conversation face to face.
And it's like a lack of eye contact too?
Oh, for sure. And it's not even just that.
I noticed that.
They don't even want to talk on the phone anymore.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, I'll tell you what, do not call me unless you make an appointment. Like, and don't you dare FaceTime me. Yeah. Okay.
But not after 9 o'clock, not you.
No, dog.
You in bed.
But it's weird to see this progression with my son. I try to encourage him to communicate verbally with adults as much as possible, because people are lacking that ability.
Right.
You know, and it worries me where the world is going.
Mm.
You know, it worries me for people who need people.
Right.
It worries me the lack of emotional connection. I think that's why it's so easy for people to just write others out of their lives.
Mm.
And why we don't have a lot of, we don't keep our words as much. We're not really a lot of, we don't have a lot of follow through.
Mm.
And that maybe I'm placing the blame where it doesn't belong. But to me, I can see how if you don't have a connection with somebody, if you don't facilitate a relationship with that person, it's easy to not honor your word to that person.
Because they're not a value to you.
Mm-hmm,
there's a lack of value. When you have value in someone and you value them, then you're going to follow through with them. You know, and that's probably that part of that disconnection part. You know, that you're, I think too, and I've gotten caught up in this. I'm not going to lie. The whole likes, like on Facebook. Like,
oh, yes.
Yeah. I mean, you compare yourself, like that person got 250 likes on their picture and only got 130 likes. And I had to just remove myself from that. Like I set a timer on my phone, which we're going to talk about this later today for our goal. But like, you know, that I just began to say, I can't care about that, because I'm a competitive person in nature. Like that's just me. Like, and so that can relate over into my social media life to where I literally am like, I care about the things I should not care about.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and it can relate into being disconnected, you know, where I feel like I have a connection to this. And then if I see someone else has a closer connection, it affects me.
Well, and I think the funny thing there is social media is such a facade anyway.
Absolutely.
You know, we as a society lack authenticity. And if social media is not evidence of this, I don't know what is, because, and we're all guilty of this, and I'm not pointing fingers, because I'm the same.
Mm.
We only post the highlights.
Mm.
You know, we only post the good. We
right.
only post those things that we think are going to get us all of those likes.
Right.
It's very rare, that anyone will highlight the negative. And
right.
I'm not
right.
saying that you should.
Yeah.
But it's very rare that we get real, you know.
That's our human nature though.
It is. It is, truly. And it really once again, it veers us as a society off into an area where we're just kind of all fake. Mm. And we have to be so careful about that. Mm. And I think that one thing that we find, you know, that becomes a danger with this type of thing is we forget who we are.
Mm, that's good. Yeah.
And what a horrible place to be in when you look in the mirror and you don't know who you've become because of what you're trying to portray on social media. One thing that I changed a long time ago with my social media, I just like to be funny. Yeah. I just like to post funny things. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to sit here and go through my day. I'm not going to. One of my friends is like, why don't you ever post first day pictures of your kid? And I say, because he doesn't want me to. Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. You should do it anyway. No, I need to respect who he is as an individual. Yeah. And I need to not.
And he's getting older.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, even in first, second, third grade. Yeah. He no, was ma'am. Like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
And I would make him.
Yeah.
But one day I was like, gosh, I'm setting a bad example because I'm not respecting his boundaries. How am I going to tell him as a parent, you should make sure that anybody in your life respects your boundaries. And then I'm the person he's supposed to trust the most. Mm. And I'm like, do what I say.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess for me, I use social media more just kind of laugh, and I do it for research for the podcast. I'm so thankful for our little group that we have there. Mm. But I think it's interesting how we have more ways to be connected as a society than we ever have before. And I feel like we have less of a connection than we ever have before. Mm. That's just my opinion for what it's worth.
But I think too, like you said, it really, it creates a mindset of just not being real, just not being in a place of being like, I can pull the curtain back and I can just show you where I hurt and where I'm struggling. Mm-hmm. And, I feel like that. I feel like that for even my own self. You know, I don't, there's things that happen in my own home and life that I don't post. I don't say, hey, there's my struggles. You know, here's the hard times. Here's the struggles in my home. Here's the struggles in my marriage. Here's the struggles raising my kids. And here's the hard things that are happening. I think partly because you don't want to air your dirty laundry, but part of it's that, like, it's just human nature that you don't want people to see the struggles because you don't want to feel weak, you know, but yet the people who know you best, like you're that, like you said, that group, that core, handful, that village around you, you know. And I think that as you grow older, that village, that small group becomes smaller. Mm-hmm. I really do. I think
that's
that,
okay.
Like, it is okay. It is. It really is. I remember my mom's funeral. It was so weird how I vividly remember the people that came through that line. Mm-hmm. I remember that people who called, you know, or who text or who said, hey, I can't come today, but I love you and praying for you, you know, I have to work or whatever. And, you know, there's those people who are there for you and that, and those seasons that are hard or whatever, because you want that connection. You want those people to, you know, when it hits the fan, you want to know that there's people that you can call on and go, I can count on them. Mm-hmm. I know I can count on them. Like, you know, I don't have to worry about them being wishy-washy or back and forth, but that I truly have those people in my corner, and there's a connection I have with them. But it is unbelievable to me how we are so connected yet so disconnected.
And that big number, that 50,000 plus that you just said,
my nutties.
What a sad thought that they don't have that small village, or they may not have that small village, or maybe they don't realize that it's okay to have a small village.
Right.
And I just, that is...
Oh, they didn't feel valued.
That's devastating. That is devastating that many people would feel that alone.
Right.
Or that undervalued. Mm. Or that unsuccessful or unwanted. It's just that is a heartbreaking...
Hopeless.
Heartbreaking...
number.
Slap in the face.
Yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely. You know, and that, man... So how do we do this? Like, what do we do in our lives to stay more connected? And I think it's just being real with each other. I think it's okay to not be okay. We talked about that. We talked about grief, loss, and Lexapro. You know, just it's okay for you to say, hey, you know, things are hard for me. And find someone to reach out to and say, hey, things are hard. They're not easy. Things are not easy for me. They're hard right now. And
for me, I think it's funny because when you invited me to do the podcast and we had our first meeting at Starbucks after our initial meeting at Walmart, I remember coming come in clean with you and saying, okay, these are some areas that I'm struggling with right now. Like, I'm not going to talk about these areas. I want to protect this part of my life. Just, you know, keep me in your prayers. But these are areas that I don't feel comfortable addressing in the podcast because I feel like I'm failing in these areas. And I think that as hard as that was for me to come to you and say, your reaction to that being, okay, that's fine. I get it. I get it. I've been there before, you know, no need, no worries, no explanation. I felt so loved just from your acceptance of that, of my struggles. And I don't think we live in a society often where people would be comfortable doing that. I mean, and I guess, thank you, Sharla. Thank you for loving me and lifting me up in that time.
Love you too. Love you.
But love you. Everyone should be so lucky.
Yeah. But we should be okay with that. I mean, being okay with not being okay and saying that to someone and saying that you're not going to be judged, that you're not going to be, you know, people aren't going to say, well, gosh, we can't do this because if you're in a hard place, you know, but saying we all have struggles. My struggles may not be your struggles, but I still have them.
Yep. Struggles nonetheless.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They may be different, but still struggles for sure. Absolutely. All right. So this is our time for our new goal of the month. You know, we did the goal of the month where we were going to walk in other people's shoes and try to be kind. It's very hard to walk in other people's shoes, especially when you want to take people's shoes and throw them at them.
That's fair.
And so this one, I came up with that one. It is now my friend Tiffany's turn.
Okay. In researching this episode and thinking about this topic, one thing that I decided that I was going to do and then decided that I was going to challenge you with is to try to fight that disconnected connection. And instead of living a life where we are not present and living a life where we lack that connection, to try to purposefully attain more connection. And so what I decided to do, because it's the bane of my existence, is put my phone away a little bit more. We focused a lot on social media on this particular episode. And I think that one thing I want to do is pull back from social media, maybe not doing it as much as I have in the past, and trying to be more present when I am present. You know, there's a time and a place for everything.
Right.
And so I just want to take this next month to be more present and more connected.
That is good. Okay. So on our phones, it kind of tells you how long you've been on social media. So we're going to have to be vulnerable with each other. And we said that we're going to have to show each other our phones and we're going to share on here how long we've been on social media for the week. That is going to really suck. I'm not going to lie to you, because I am on social media more than I would like to admit. I'm on social media. I really am. Like, I will tell my girls, like, I'm like, I'm not on social media very much. And then I will randomly look at that and I'm like, oh my God, it says I've been on it 4 hours today. I mean, like, seriously, it's crazy when you look at that. It's like, I hate this app. Okay, so yeah, that's a really good one. So we're going to look at it each time. So be prepared for us to share with you how long we've been on social media, and do not judge us.
Or do, whatever. It's fine.
Or do, what? It's whatever. No. Don't listen to her. Thanks for joining us today on Life, Love, and Other Mysteries. And this one's kind of been a heavy topic, but it's a good topic for us all to think about. How are we connected, or how are we disconnected? And what can change in our lives to bring us to a place of connecting and connections?
All right. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next time. Thank you for joining us today on Life, Love, and Other Mysteries. Don't miss an episode of our crazy shenanigans. Don't forget to like, rate, and review us on all podcast platforms and follow us on social media, Life, Love, Mysteries. That's on Facebook and Instagram, and it's all one word. Please email any input, questions, or topic suggestions to email at lifeloveandmysteries.com. Special thanks to our sound engineer, Jeremy. We'll see you guys next time.